In the past week, we've had two of the biggest jobs announcements by numbers since the financial crisis. On Friday, Salesforce revealed it's adding 1,500 employees in Dublin. Then on Monday, it was the turn of Facebook, which said it will take on 1,000 more people in the capital. And although job numbers continue to soar as we edge ever closer to full employment, the number of new houses and apartments to accommodate these people is growing at nothing like the same rate. Damien Dillon is a director with the Dublin-based Dillon Marshall Property Consultants. He joins me now. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Angus.
Let's take a look at this. When the big multinationals are adding staff in such big numbers, they often come to consultants such as yourself to help them when it comes to housing new employees, especially more so in the context of a huge shortage of available accommodation in and around Dublin. The big question in the context of the current housing crisis, though, is where are all these people going to live?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, fantastic news with Salesforce and Facebook in relation to the numbers they're planning to recruit and bring into the country. But we have to remember that not all of these employees are going to arrive at the one time. Before the announcements have been made, these companies would have put in place plans to accommodate these employees as they come into the country, and will be done on a phased basis over a number of years. And with Salesforce, we're likely to see these employees coming in about 2 to 3 years' time.
So that's deliberately done, even though the companies might have a need for the staff in the short term, they realise the bigger picture, they won't be able to house them that easily. So they say, OK, we'll stagger it. So that's a very deliberate move based on the housing situation.
Correct. And what we've seen in the last 2 years especially is companies themselves now taking lease agreements out on developments and inquiring about developments in advance of coming to the market, therefore providing accommodation for employees when they arrive into the country. We're also seeing that the companies are moving out of the city with the transport links that are on offer. So the likes of the Lewis and the Dart and the bus routes, we're seeing companies going further out of the city to provide for further accommodation.
And it's not like we're moving existing people, residents in Ireland, around for these jobs. They're not moving to Dublin. The majority of the new workers are coming in from overseas to fill these posts.
Correct. Yes. The majority of the people that are coming into overseas are used for apartment living. And with all the build-to-rent ramping up and being a major success to date, we're seeing that the likes of Honey Park and Dunleary and various other schemes that are on the build-to-rent have been a great success to date.
Now, we're only building around half of the housing we need to keep up with demand. So what does it do to the rental market in particular when you have these sustained big ticket job announcements where in many cases the company is paying something towards, if not all of an employee's accommodation cost? Does this distort the market then for the average renter?
Well, obviously at the moment we have an issue of supply, and there is a shortage of supply in the marketplace at the moment. But we're seeing as with the fast track planning route that's in operation at the moment, that developments are coming on stream a lot quicker. We're seeing also that with first time buyers, especially when they get into a new home, this frees up accommodation into the rental market. So there is a line there now. It's not as fast as what we want it to be, but it is improving all the time.
And with these announcements continuing apace, there's no sign of it stopping. Where do you see the rental market in the short to medium term with the impact these big multinationals are having on it?
Well, in the short to medium term, it is a problem. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we ourselves go into multinationals on a weekly basis to speak to employees about locations, you know, the distance from the work, what's on offer, you know, where they can live. Also, you find that the rental levels have flattened out. The 4% rent increase in the pressure zones, you know, they've all had an effect, a positive effect in my view. So short or medium term, until supply comes to the market, it's going to be there for the existing future.
Okay. Damien Dillon from Dillon Marshall Property Consultants, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's all the business news for me for the moment.